Welcome back to the Uncaged podcast. It's Andy. It's been a little bit since we've done a podcast. However, I've been busy researching and applying what I've learned. Plus, I got married, so cut me some slack. For episode 19, I'm going to be discussing my findings in my search for this gap that I've noticed with accountability and why some people struggle so much with it, and why others are excellent and succeed at whatever they choose to do. I've always been fascinated with the difference. Now, what I want to discuss with you today, and I'm just going to try and get this out of my head because there's a lot to cover, and this is probably going to be a multiple part series. However, when we step into the role of becoming our own guide, whenever we venture into something we're going to do, whether it be a goal or anything I've discussed in the past when it comes to tasks, a lot of us have a habit of waiting for an external motivator or a permission slip that's going to get us to feel inspired enough to go and take action. However, that has a terrible foundation in my opinion, because that one thing might boost you to begin, which is great. That can be good. However, if you lack a skill of self-correcting, self-inquiry, accountability, and discipline to stay consistent, it falls off quickly, and then we tend to build the habit to need to rely on constantly restarting that feeling of inspiration. We're relying on a green light of permission to go and redo it because we might have had to start again or keep going. And I just don't believe that's the most efficient way, and it's definitely not the most efficient way that I've found to be able to do things. So today, I'm going to cover my concepts of how you can be your greatest accountability guide, and probably who you've been searching for all this time. So let's get it. When it comes to becoming your own accountability guide and you learn to trust yourself in doing this, the key things that we need to uncover is our reaction to fear. Because fear is either going to cause you to retreat or you're going to pay attention and go, wow, look at that. I'm so grateful that I felt that because it made me look at the problem to create a solution. Where majority of people, they do not do this process and they usually retreat and they freak out and they go away from whatever's causing them that feeling, because our natural conditioning is to run from what's uncomfortable. However, when we're trying to keep ourselves accountable, normally we're trying to do something we haven't done before or it's quite challenging. The beautiful part is there's only a couple of main key things that we need to understand when it comes to keeping ourselves accountable. And that is understanding fear, self-inquiry, and also being able to self-correct when a path goes off or an old habit takes a hold of us. And if you think of it like this, to be someone you haven't been before, who's done certain things you haven't done, you're going to have to change what you do, which can sometimes cause fear because it's unpredictable. All you have to do is take the first step towards any new venture, the first step only. And the second step will present itself because you took that first step. Rather than retreating when you feel fear, you just push yourself. There is no easy way sometimes. Sometimes we just need to have courage and belief that when we get that first step in, we're going to see the next step and the path begins to form its way. But if we don't take the first step, we'll retreat and we'll wait and we'll feel worse about it, and you end up building the habit around feeling like you just can't do it. And then you'd start to believe it. And this is something we do not want to do. So signals like fear are teaching us, let's look at that. And if it's, let's use an example. If we're about to start a business, let's talk about business because that's going to provoke a lot of fear in people. If we're going to start a business, 9 times out of 10, you need to plan. Sometimes even at this stage of, let's say, what the idea is that you have, even the planning stage causes fear that can cause you to procrastinate, not be accountable to yourself when it comes to actioning these first tasks. So that's trying to show you certain things. And if that's worthiness, that you can't run a business or that you might fail and look silly or be embarrassed, that's everyone, man. Everyone feels this feeling. But when you back yourself and you take that first step, you're going to have extinguished a big portion of that initial fear, and you'll start to see the next step, like I said, which is going to give you more self-belief, more feeling that you can do it. And that's all that you need to keep going. Along the way, once you've learned these lessons, that fear guides you as you go. Every time it comes up, you'll go, no worries, I don't need to retreat anymore. I don't need to build that habit of retreating and feeling sorry for myself. You can keep going, knowing you see the road ahead, knowing that you can do it, self-correct, analyze a problem, or not allow fear to make you retreat from it. You can create the solution and build good habits around problem solving. This is exactly what we need to do when it comes to identifying stages where fear comes up. So before we move on from fear, make sure that you pay attention to this step, because this is the one that stops everybody. Everyone can work on this. I know it because I can say truthfully that for as long as I remember, fear is what stopped me from taking action towards what I truly wanted. And I just don't think that that's the best idea, because otherwise you're always going to react negatively to the fear signals. And now we're going to have this new perspective of allowing it to be our teacher and guide of where we need to apply attention and focus and move forward. Something to stack on top of this, the new guide of fear being a teacher, is self-inquiry. Is when you feel fear, a great awareness skill is to ask a question of why you're feeling fearful. Most people don't get to this step because they usually retreat. And what I'm recommending is when you feel fear, you sit down and you pay attention. So asking yourself, like, where's the fear come from? Why am I feeling this fear? Do I feel worthy? You investigate deeper and deeper and deeper until you figure out, oh, look at that. I was overthinking that next step because I was too busy thinking about step five, but I haven't even done step two. You know what I mean? A lot of people tend to push their mind so far forward trying to predict the next steps ahead of them that they don't even take action on the next one that causes fear, and they analyze it too deeply and they stop in their tracks. Because a lot of the time you're going to do things that you don't want to do because of it breaking your comfort zone, and it's going to be unpredictable. But then when you go and do it, you now have new wisdom because you went and did the thing. And that's why self-inquiry is really important. You get to find out why you're feeling uncomfortable with that thing. And this is a really good way to self-correct rather than retreating if this is something that you do a lot. Because once you take that first step, once you take that second step, and you keep going through, equipping yourself with understanding fear as a signal, having self-inquiry, you've already locked those habits in as something that you can lean on as a tool and a skill that keeps you propelling forward rather than falling back and retreating. Now that you've got the skill to identify fear as a signal that's positive and as a teacher, and that you've also got the skill of self-inquiry as something to practice as you go, how do you set yourself up for the best possible way to keep yourself accountable? Look out for yourself. Accountability is something that you do every day. When you start to guide yourself, you're gaining trust within yourself, and that is worthwhile. Don't let yourself fall back. Don't keep doing the same thing over and over again, feeling more sorry for yourself, because it will lead you to seeking external validation, external motivation, and something that's going to hurry up and tell you to push forward as a green light. If you can invest in yourself in these ways by looking at fear as a guidepost and teacher, having self-inquiry, and starting to build the belief that you can keep yourself accountable, no longer needing the external motivation to do something or the permission slip or green light to take action, you'll always be able to overcome the barriers that you face. And this is the biggest thing that I want for you today. Take action. Hold yourself accountable to when you feel fear and how you react to it by utilizing these skills. And I can guarantee that you're going to feel a new level of momentum and gratitude because you went and did it. I'm going to be uploading a new episode every week. Next week's one's going to be deeper practices when it comes to accountability and practical things that you can use as tools to propel you forward. Episode 19. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.